Welcome to Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. Pastor Dom went from a life of organized crime to federal prison. There, God saved him and set him free. Soon after his release, he attended seminary and received his master's degree and is now the senior pastor of Desert Sky Baptist Church, where he serves with a passion for biblical theology right here in Casa Grande. Now let's join our host, Pastor Dominic Grimaldi.
Pastor Dominic Grimaldi here with Street Talk Theology, where we take theology and we take it and bring it to the streets. How you doing, guys? Good to be here. Flying solo today, Pastor Mike. I did reach out to him. I'm going to try to get in touch with him this week so we can do a show together. Love to hang out and with Pastor Mike. And pretty soon, hopefully and prayerfully, we'll get our shoot back to be joining us and be an honor to have both them back, our brothers from India. But, you know, it's Monday morning. I was continuing my sermon series yesterday in 1 Samuel. I had stopped for a week and spoke about some other things, but came in this morning, wanted to do some sermon prep, and I'm going to do that. But just figured wanted to touch base with you guys. Love my podcast audience, Christian podcast community. Thankful that we're able to broadcast through them. Do want to keep Brother Andrew in prayer. He's been going some health issues and some other issues. Andrew Rappaport's a good brother, and he kind of heads the Christian podcast community. So many good podcast on there. I mean, you just got to go on the Christian podcast community and just go in there, and there's so much stuff from theology to practical things to women's studies to men's studies. So it's a good community for, and I believe, all sound biblical teaching. Like I said, I came in this morning, ate a little something, worked out this morning, woke up, and, you know, just again, I didn't come on with notes, and usually I don't anyway, but I do wanted to read one verse. It was just kind of sticking in my craw a little bit. And it says this: "And do not fear those who kill the body, but aren't able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Now, I just, again, this is me, so don't charge me on this. Don't shut the radio down or the computer down, whatever, however you listen to Street Talk Theology, where we take theology and bring it to the streets. I just wonder, and I'm debating with you guys or talking with you guys as a brother, you know, and even as a pastor here in church, I wonder if we have lost the fear of the Lord. And I'm not talking about a cowering fear. That's not what I mean. I'm just talking about, do we really realize, me first, of who we are and who God is? And this has really been on my mind. It really has. And maybe it's for me. So maybe I'm just kind of, you know, zooming out loud, so to speak. But you know, he's a good God. But he's also a God that spoke things into existence. He's also a God that sent his only begotten son to be crucified, died, buried, and raised for his people. And I wonder if we've just become ho-hum in the things of God, taking the things of God for granted, taking the creation for granted, taking the food that we eat on the table, the churches that we worship, he's such a good God. And I don't want to be complacent. And maybe it's complacency that sets into all of us at one time or another. You know, we just don't want to get used to God, you know, like we can get used to things and even people. I mean, I just think that sometimes we just have a complacent attitude. There's so much distraction in this world. So many things that can just make us complacent, that just can make us ho-hum in the things of God. I just want to, again, if I'm speaking to myself, praise the Lord. But if I'm maybe by God's grace speaking to some people who maybe are thinking thinking the same way as me and praying through these things, we want to have a healthy fear of the Lord. I remember one pastor, I had mentioned this in a couple of my sermons, that when before you walked into the sanctuary where he preached, he would say, "Beware the God." And you know, we think about, I remember that one, and I've mentioned it before, Uzzah, when David was bringing the Ark of the Covenant, and Uzzah, you know, when the ark was falling and Uzzah went to touch it and the Lord struck him dead. And because that was not Uzzah's place. He was not a priest, shouldn't be touching the ark of God because God's a holy God. And so let's think about these couple of things in these few minutes that I got left. Think about the fear of God, our complacency, and then the holiness of God. And that's like a full-orbed picture. God is holy. Do we understand that? Do we have a healthy fear of his holiness? Or do we fall into complacency? Those are serious questions. Those are serious reflections. And again, I didn't come on with a prepared sermon or a talk or whatever we do on the podcast. I just come on with a burden, Me first. Do we have a healthy fear of the Lord? Do we walk in wisdom before the Lord, acknowledging who he is and who we are? He's a good God. I know that. And if you are truly a Christian, you will be a Christian forever. What about if we add another thing, the respect of God? Right? The respect of God, the fear of the Lord, the respect of the Lord. Again, not to fall in the complacency that this world offers. God is the only answer in this world. There is no other answer. No politician's going to give you an answer. No worldview is going to give you an answer. No think tank's going to give you an answer. No symposium's going to give you any answers. The only answer we have is God and Christ through the Spirit, the Trinitarian Holy God. Have we lost the healthy fear of the holy, thrice holy God? These are good questions. They're good questions, not because I'm coming up with them, because they resonate in the Spirit of God as I'm meditating on the things of God this morning. And I know, and you think about this, the harvest is plenty, the laborers are few. Why are the laborers few? Have we become complacent? Do we understand that if somebody is not saved, where they're going to spend eternity? Oh, God, forgive us. God, forgive me. I need to take these things serious. And yes, I love the Lord. I mean, God has been really kind to me. Saved in a prison cell on my way to hell, obviously. That's our default position, hell. And this holy thrice God just took me from a prison cell and saved me. And how I remember that 5 years in prison was my kind of wilderness journey, preparing for ministry. How did I ever know that I would be a pastor now going on 12 years? And I remember those times in prison. And you know, when you first come to the Lord, we've all been there, that honeymoon period. And I just think about it. I just want to just think about and honor the God that we serve with a healthy fear of the Lord, acknowledging his holiness, his sovereignty, his kindness. but also knowing that he is the judge of the universe and he will hold the guilty and punish the guilty. You know, there's a lot of things we do fear in this world. Sickness, death, obviously, for some. But we get back to that verse. I mean, we need to fear the one that can not only kill the body, but kill the soul. And this is not, I'm not trying to scare somebody into repentance. I mean, that's a work of the Lord. That's not my plight. My plight is just to say, hey, you know, sometimes we veer off. We want to get back on track. The holiness of God, you know, as we navigate through, as we think things through in ministries, if you guys are pastors or obviously, hopefully and prayerfully, everybody listening is in a church. But just how about this? Contemplation. For everybody listening today, who whenever this airs, just, you know, take inventory. How's that? Let's just all of us take a little inventory of ourselves. And listen, if you take the inventory and you say, listen, I'm where I need to be. Okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In fact, if Pastor Grimaldi at Gmail, if you want to interact about this, maybe you're struggling and thinking about, you know, I need to get back on track. I need to think about the holiness of God and I'm a little complacent. Let's talk about it. Pastor Grimaldi at Gmail. Leave me a number. I'll call you back. Come on the air. We can talk about it together on the podcast. And maybe you're not complacent. Maybe there's someone that stays in the things of God. And that's why I always try to be, but I'm not trying to say that you hit a quota or you got to spend. No, it's just sometimes in our mind, we forget who God is, his holiness, what he did for us. It's almost like they say, what, the honeymoon is over, right? But again, I don't even want to use those cliches because we're talking about the God of the universe who spoke things into existence. Beware the God. In a healthy, you know, the teachings of Scripture today have been so watered down. God owes us absolutely nothing. We owe him absolutely everything. You're probably saying, why did this dude come on the air today? Well, you know, you get burdens and you just feel like you got to let him off. And I, you know, this is my podcast community. And it's easy when you listen to a podcast, you hear this crazy person from New York ranting and raving, you just shut me off. But at the end of the day, maybe somebody is thinking about, I have been too complacent. I don't have a healthy fear of the Lord. I don't think enough about his holiness. We have the Uzzah syndrome. We think we can just do what we want. You know, you see, and I'm usually never lost for words, but just trying to think these things through. The beginning of wisdom, right? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And it becomes cognitive. And then, you know, you've heard me use this term many times, you know, cognitive contamination. You know, there's so many ideas that the world tries to contaminate us with. We want to have first and foremost in our mind, think on things above, not things below. Making intercession for wretches like us, for the people that he gave his life for, God's true elect. And we don't deserve election. Who are we? That's why I tell the congregation all the time, I say, listen, we are only saved by the grace of God. Nothing in us is good. In fact, everything in us is bad, but only by God's grace. And far be it from us that we don't go preach and this gospel so he can bring in his people. I just pray for us as a people of God, that we would recognize the holiness of God. You know, scholars say God is holy other. We can't comprehend his God. I mean, how can we comprehend a God that would send his son to die for his people? And, you know, and people say, well, you know, people say, you know, the Lord, Jesus died for the world. And I don't know how you want to put it. I believe, I just believe in definite atonement, that God has died for a people that are his. But the problem is we don't know who God's people are. We have to preach the gospel to everybody. And you think about this holy God who would come to die on the cross for a definite purpose in saving a people to himself. And then by God's grace, he gives us the Spirit. And how fast, me first, that we would forget, that we would think of other things and put things before the Lord, and far be it from us. I've probably said enough on the subject, but it was just something that was on my heart. And, you know, like I said, you can listen to this and say, man, this dude's ranting and raving. I'm go to something else. And that's okay. Maybe I just play it back to myself. That's okay, too. But I love street talk theology. I wish I had more time to do it more. You know, I'm here in my study and the church is empty and this morning and then tomorrow I got meetings and, you know, Rachel will be here and it's kind of it's a busy week, but not, there's no Bible study on Wednesday. There's a business meeting and there's a lot of things going on in the Southern Baptist Convention. I will be sharing that soon. That's a story for another day. And that's another reason why even the stuff that's going on in the convention in my own mind, in the congregation's mind, that, you know, we have to have a healthy fear of the Lord first and foremost in whatever we do concerning the things that are going on in the convention. And that's a story for another day. But it will be a story, especially in this church. You know, I think about, man, I've been almost here a little over 6 years. It's been a good church. It really has. This is a good church, small church, but a good church. And we try to implement sound doctrine, obviously. But again, my plight this morning, as I, you know, just spend the last few minutes just thinking about the fear of the Lord, the holiness of God, and the complacency of man. You know, you look at some of these sunsets that happen here, especially in Casa Grande, you know that God is an artist. And he's such a good God. And we just don't give him enough due. I don't know if we honor him the way he should be honored. And again, maybe I'm just speaking to myself, and that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. But I do believe we need to hear these things sometimes. Just to, you know, to get us back. You know, this is a narrow road. It's a narrow road religion. And few find it. Few find it. And, you know, I always talk about this. The wide road is not believers. See, the wide road is people who think they're believers, but they're not. Lest the light be in you is darkness. How great is that darkness? It's a narrow road. And the Bible says, few find it. Oh, brethren and sister, and please, think about the holiness of God. Think about the healthy fear of the Lord. Again, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You know, so as I wrap up this segment, it's just, you know, it's just good to be able to just talk to you guys, you know. Just good. But just remember the verse that we opened up with. What I tell you in darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear whispered in the ear, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body into hell. O Lord God, sovereign King, living Spirit, exalted Christ, have mercy on us. Have mercy here in Desert Sky Baptist Church. Have mercy and grace on the people that are listening to this podcast today and people struggling with complacency. Oh God, give us a healthy fear of the Lord. Oh God, love us despite our laziness, despite our coldness, despite our complacency. Oh God, let us not lean on our own understanding. You know, I just want to tell you guys, thank you so much for hanging with me this morning. Thank you for hearing me out. Just remember, I'll remember first, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Pastor Dominic Grimaldi, Street Talk Theology, where we take sound theology and we bring it to the streets.
Thank you for joining us for Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. You can visit Pastor Dom at Desert Sky Baptist Church at 891 West Corson Road, Casa Grande. And for more information, visit us online at www.desertskybaptist.org.